written in the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
And that was William Vitalis singing Open My Heart to the World. The program, Let's Find Out, is about a union of science, spirituality, and the ultimate raising of human consciousness. Let's Find Out brings you knowledge and inspiration of your inner divine temple. This universe is expanding, and we must join in because that is what cures us and what higher learning is all about. There is a new wave of illumination flowing onto and throughout the planet Earth. BBS Radio brings this information to the world in various ways. There are many programs and subjects on BBS Radio, as are our culture and languages. There is a team of tireless people producing and editing programs to bring you viewpoints of how to grow within and develop and strengthen your own spirituality. This brings new understanding, expansion, new programs, awareness on how to improve your life, and messages from the unknown. If spirituality can be considered a movement, BBS Radio is one of the fastest growing in the world and one of the most talked about topics. Perhaps it's because it has the power to be a conduit for self-definition, born of an inner longing to cultivate a purposeful life and establish a deeper connection to the universe. Each program, as well as the engineers and owners of BBS Radio, are dedicated to this. The ultimate desire of human consciousness is a connection to your blessed higher self. This wave of new energy and purpose helps you manage your emotional body. Meditation is key and strengthens and guides us to be able to give just a little more. Take the time to listen to your favorites on BBS Radio. Who can predict the energy and triumphs that will come? The joy that is felt as the heart opens and expands. When you are desperate, empty, in despair, and fatigued, reach out to Let's Find Out and BBS Radio for strength, goodwill, cooperation, and kindness. Many of your questions will be answered here. Let's Find Out is a program that does exactly what it says. It finds out. Please write me, Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Email me with questions and interests in spiritual growth, as well as the workings of the universe. Somehow, some way, and through someone, we will find your answers. This program is all about you. The archives are full of infinite material. If you have missed this show in its entirety or any other show on BBS Radio, you can catch up during the week by accessing the archives. Share with kindred spirits journeying along with you on how they pursue higher levels of consciousness through the light energy, chakras, angels, reincarnation, prophecies, alternative medicine, spiritual retreats, and more. And unlike religion, spirituality allows for interpretation. It creates your third eye awakening, and you could manifest in the calmness that comes from spending time with your dog, preparing a sustainable meal, helping someone in need, or by just sitting still and listening. Let's begin by listening to tonight's program on Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce. Good evening, everybody. My goodness, we had a little bit of an interesting beginning for October 1st. Welcome to the month of October. It's going to be a very, very powerful and interesting month, although a little bit disruptive. I'm here tonight to help everybody learn and accept their intuition. Intuition is like our sixth sense. It's a natural part of the body, and we all have it. And I'm trying to show everybody how to have their own experience with their intuition. I'm inviting you all to call in and ask a question about it or about yourself, or maybe an interesting
experience that you had with your intuition. And the more that you accept it and the more that you work with it, the more it will grow. And then you'll begin to see things beyond the norm, to see things that you can't see, touch, or feel, that you'll just sense. The number to call is 888-429-5471. And this is Elizabeth Joyce on BBS Radio with Let's Find Out. We do have a caller. We have Crystal from Washington. Her birthday is August 14th, 1957. Hello, Crystal. Good evening.
Hi.
Hi. What can I do for you?
I was kind of wondering whether I could know something about an outcome of a laboratory test that I plan to have done in the middle of the month.
You sure can. But the way to do it.
Give me the answer.
Now you're going to give yourself the answer, and I'm going to tell you how to do it. How does that sound? You're having a blood test?
Actually, it's a hair analysis chemical testing.
Okay, so they're going to tell you a lot of things with hair analysis. But if you sit down and get very quiet, I don't know if you work your chakras or not. I don't know if you meditate. But if you get very quiet and you ask that question to yourself, you will either see it, hear it, or learn about it within usually 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes you get the answer instantly, and sometimes it'll take you by surprise. For example, Crystal, my husband has some kind of a physical problem, and we don't know what it is, and he's waiting for a test. And I asked myself what it was, and the next day, I heard inside of me exactly what it was. So when you meditate and when you work with higher energies, you always will know things, especially if they're about yourself. What is the hair test for?
It's to determine my exposure to chemicals or drugs that would cause my illness.
Okay, and I'm sure that you're going to find out that there was an exposure to at least two of them. Was this a work-related illness?
Actually, no. I kind of thought it was two drugs that were involved myself.
Yeah, this is going to be two.
Given me there.
That's very interesting. You're picking up on it. And what is your illness, Crystal?
I've got a rare blood disease called microscopic polyangiitis that is diagnosed through antibodies in the blood.
Okay, so you had to really have had something going on to pick that up. But besides that, what I want to teach everybody tonight is you also had to have something mental, emotional going on. Something mental, emotional had to be going on for you to pick up any disease. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've been under a lot of stress.
Okay, and stress relates to a relationship?
No, it's stress due to my environment and being exposed to a lot of very hazardous people, threatening people.
Well, that should not be in anybody's life. And the only way that I know of to get out of that is to meditate and bring yourself up to a higher vibration. Because when you do that, they have to drop away. How can you resolve it? Do you need to move?
Probably. Moving, yes.
Well, then I would do it. I would do it tomorrow. You know, you just got hit by the eclipse. That's why I asked you about moving. The eclipse went right across your sun. And you can't avoid that. You can't change that. So this is a karmic time for you. And it's a time that you need to pay attention to, and you can't excuse it away. If you feel you need to move, if you're living in this fear, then move. Get a red wagon, put what you have in it, and walk away if you have to. Because when you take a baby step to get out of where you are, the universe will come in and support you. If you stay there in fear, if you stay there worry about somebody hurting you or what's going to happen to you, then you become stuck, and that's how you create a block. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So are you ready to move?
No, not at all.
And why is that?
The illness I've got, it makes me extremely weak.
Isn't there anybody that could help you get away from a dangerous environment?
It doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it.
Well, you need to ask for it. If you say you're meditating, right?
Yeah, somewhat, yes.
Crystal, there isn't a somewhat. You either are or you're not. You have to be clear, strong. And when you are clear and strong with your will, I'm not talking now about your body. I'm talking about your inner soul. We're addressing your inner soul. And when you are clear and you are definite and you are defined, things happen. Miracles happen. People come and lift you out of where you are. And I am sure that there is a place where you could go. Why are you staying in this fear? The more you stay in the fear, the weaker and sicker you will become. You're struggling with the dark forces.
Yes, and I've had a physical injury as well. And okay. I have to use a walker.
Crystal, all of that is in the past. All of that is in the past. The future starts now. And the future with you is to get help and get out. You can do it. You may not like the beginning of it, but you can do it. You can call for help. You can call the State Department if you have to. You can call the hospital. You can call your friends, whoever you can find. You can do it. And that's what you need to do. You need to break the tie and get away. And then get into a place where you can clear. And as you clear, you will heal. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And honey, I know that it may sound harsh to you, but it isn't. It's something that I'm trying to give you enough strength to do. Have you heard about Ardas, the music that I use to help heal?
No, I haven't.
All right. Take down my email. It's Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Send me an email and I will send you Ardas. And if you start playing it and say, I'm getting out of this fear, I walk away from this fear now, I will have help and I am supported by the universe that I'm leaving. But that's what you have to do inside. And I can't do that for you, Crystal. There can't be a but. There can't be but this. There can't be that happened. There can't be any of that. That's called letting go. The only thing that you need to see is that you're walking fine, that your strength is back, and that you have returned to your normal. I'm going to say it again. You are walking fine. Your strength is back. And you've returned to your normal. If you can get that picture in your mind, it will begin to happen. When you meditate, you get yourself to a higher level, and these dark people, they drift away. Now, they can drift away in many, many ways, but that's not up to you. That's up to the universe. Free yourself, Crystal. You're the only one that can. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and tonight we're talking about your intuition, your soul, and your inner strength. And I am asking you to call in. The number is 888-429-5471 to see what you need to do, and how you can either get out of a pickle, change jobs, increase your finances, work with relationships, whatever your question is. We have Andrea from New Jersey. Her birthday is April 28th, 1984. Hello, Andrea. I believe you've called before. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Hi, Elizabeth.
What can I do for you?
So I'm just calling to see if there's any advice that you can give me in regard to...
We're talking about intuition We're talking about how you can develop your connection to the divine. Do you have a question about that?
I do. Nothing specific, though. Do you have any general advice?
The general advice is going to be the entire show, Andrea. Do you have a question about yourself and your growth?
Sure. What can I do to strengthen my connection to my intuition?
Well, very good. I like that question. The answer is meditate, meditate, meditate. Did I say meditate, Andrea? Meditate. 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 If everybody gets up and takes a shower, brushes their teeth, and gets dressed and puts on their makeup or whatever you do to go to work, you can meditate. And you should meditate 15 minutes a day to allow your inner being to clear out all of the buffer zones from the worry and stress that you've been carrying around for 3 or 4 days. When you meditate, it's like pulling the plug in the bathtub after you've taken the bath. All of that muck goes down the drain. All of it leaves your body and goes into the universe to be refined and recalibrated. When you meditate, you get to a clear space and you have true union with your blessed higher self. Your blessed higher self is your inner voice. Around your blessed higher self are your two guides. You're born with two guides, a male and a female, and any other entities that would be helpful to you, like your angels, your guides, and the higher powers. Gratitude and being thankful for your life every day pays off. If you don't have gratitude, if you swallow and tighten up and think that the same old, the fear and the anger and the hurt is going to just be back the next day, you'll get it back and you'll get it back twice as strong. So, Andrew, you've been talking to me for a while. Have you started your meditation practice?
Yes, I have. I try to meditate every day.
Good. And how is that going for you?
It's going great. It's great to just quiet down and to release those things that are no longer serving me.
And you may not even know what they are, but it's just good to get clear. And you know, you can ask your body any question. This is what's so terrific about this stuff. This that we're all just finding about the connection. You can ask yourself any question and you will get the answer, and you will get it within 48 hours. It can come from a friend. It can come through something that you read. It can come from a sense. It can come from a dream. But you will get your answer. Have you found that to be true?
Yes, I have.
Give me an example.
Well, if there's anything that's weighing on my mind and I release it then to the universe, I'd say within a few days or so, I end up realizing what the next path is or what that answer is. But I don't always follow it then.
Okay, when you don't follow it, you're spitting in the face of God. When you don't follow it, you're not trusting yourself. When you don't follow it, you become weak because you're going against the grain, as they say. And you know, if you try to put a key in a lock, if it's not the right key, it won't turn the lock, right?
Correct.
So following, and so many people, Andrea, do not follow the intuition. I give readings all the time, and I always get the buts, and I can't, and the this and the that. And they don't realize what they're listening to. What they're listening to is a higher force that's coming from themselves, through me to them, about what they really need to do. And people don't want to do it, and they make up all the reasons that they can think of not to follow through. But following through brings you your freedom. I think you know that.
Yeah.
We need to be aware of our conscious understanding and that we are connected to the divine and the one source all the time. And this gives you power, Andrea. This makes you be able to draw on that energy all the time. As you're walking down the streets of New York City, you can draw on that energy. It's with you constantly. And the more you use it, the stronger it becomes for you. And it absolutely can prevent any kind of upset or any kind of danger. This energy will warn you, and it will direct you to the right path, even though you may not understand it. Is there a time that you did follow the path that you can give an example of?
Well, I think that when you have enough angst or you're at your so-called limit, then it's easier to follow, and then you can make different changes. Or
Don't you wonder why we have to have all of that inner pain first? Don't you wonder why you have to struggle and toss and turn and lose sleep first? You know, you don't. The minute that you start having the stomach cramps or that tightening in the stomach or the warning that something is getting away from you or beyond what you can do right now, take a deep breath and release it. This will all work out in the way that's best for all concerned. I release this. I trust it will work out. I've done it. And I'm telling you, I experimented with this summer over a week. And of course, my thing, Andrea, is always money issues. Either I've got this problem or that problem or the other problem. It's just very funny about that. So I had a couple of them during this week, this particular week that I was doing the experiments. And what I did was I just looked at it and I smiled and I said, it's all okay. It's going to work out every time. And a different feeling came over me. There was no panic. There was no fear. As a matter of fact, I started to giggle. And then it worked out 2 days later, and I just said, isn't that great? I didn't put up a block for that energy to bounce off of me and go somewhere else. That energy was able to come to me and straighten it out because I did not put up a block of fear. It's really neat. You know, Deepak Chopra, he was one of my teachers, teaches that if you sit down and visualize the outcome, you will get the result. There's only one problem, Andrea, and that is patience. We don't have patience. We want it all to happen now. We're not McDonald's. In the year 2009, I took a class about making a vision board. I wanted to do a vision board, so I did a vision board. And you'll never guess. I knew I was writing this book, Unlimited Realities, so I got Oscar. And I got pictures, and I cut out letters, and I put Oscar, you know, the statue, right in the middle of the vision board. And I wrote Discover. I wrote Bestseller, What is Healing? I wrote, I'm looking at it, This Changed My Life. And I put my name on the bottom of the Academy Award. I did. And now I still have the vision board, and that was 2009. And here we are in 2017. The book has come out, and now I am writing the screenplay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Is that not something that you create? It took all those years. And who knows why? Because something called divine timing, and we don't understand divine timing. Let me tell you what divine timing is. Divine timing is the ability for the energy to be received to all the people that will be affected by the energy. You know that when you make a wish or when you have a dream, it always involves other people. If they're not ready, then it can't manifest. Everybody has to be ready. It all has to like flow. And then it happens. It's like the woman that's waiting for her soulmate and she finally meets him. It takes a few years. Or the one that wants to become pregnant and she finally does. All of those things have to move and happen because of the fact that there has to be an adjustment and the energy has to be made possible for all concerned. So I added that to my meditations, if it's right for all concerned. I'd like this to manifest if it's right for all concerned. And sometimes it doesn't manifest, but sometimes it manifests faster because I said that. But isn't that interesting?
It is, absolutely.
So there's so much to learn. If you read my book, Unlimited Realities, all through the book are examples of how to release, let it go, and manifest.
So wonderful.
So thank you for calling, and thank you for helping with the show. You were very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Tonight we're learning about intuition, your psychic sensitivity, and how you can improve your connection to the divine, your connection to spirit, to bring in that which you desire. If you've been stuck, if you've had a problem, if you feel like you've been blocked, and a lot of people felt that way this summer because of the eclipse, among other things, then you want to learn about the glory, you want to learn about nature, you want to learn about how every aspect of the body, mind, and spirit touches our life as well as our relationships with family, with community, and with our loved ones. That's what it's about. I have written three books called Opening to Your Intuition and Psychic Sensitivity, Book 1, Book 2, and Book 3. And they're available on Amazon.com. And there's lessons in there on every subject of metaphysics. You might find them interesting if you really want to develop yourself and get a closer handle and a closer relationship with the divine. Right now, we're going to go into our commercials, and we'll be back right after these messages. Elizabeth Joyce and Let's Find Out. Call in with a question if you have it to 888-429-5471. We'll be right back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of October 2nd through October 8th, 2017. The big news of October is that Jupiter enters emotionally intense Scorpio for a year, beginning on the 10th. Because there are other major planets shifting into new signs, Saturn into Capricorn on December 19th at the new moon, and more planets change signs in 2018, you can look at Jupiter's shift as the opening sign of a bigger changes to come. Jupiter transforms your belief systems, and Scorpio will take you down into that emotional depth of your being. You know, that shaky, vulnerable place. Scorpio also has you make some big choices in the coming year, and not all of them will be easy. The first 13 days of October has both Venus and Mars in Virgo. If you are willing to do a little bit of extra work now, it will certainly pay off in 2018. Venus is the star attraction this week, along with the powerful full moon. Venus makes a harmonious trine to Pluto on Tuesday, so that helps you transform your relationships. Love relationships are under scrutiny as Jupiter completes its passage through Libra, the relationship sign. This energy favors long-term commitments and gives the opportunity to get positive and dive deep. Use this energy well, especially to repair any broken relationships. This chance won't come around again for another 12 years. This energy is also good for releasing anything that gets in the way of expressing a healthy prosperity consciousness. The moon enters physical-centered Aries on Wednesday afternoon to build up to the full moon on Thursday the 5th. Wake up before sunrise this week and see Venus and Mars very close to each other in the morning sky. The harvest full moon is on Thursday the 5th, which is the first full moon after the fall equinox. This is Sukkot, the Jewish festival of harvest. This is the moon where you can balance individual needs with your partnership needs. Adding emphasis to this powerful moon is a conjunction of relationship planet Venus and Mars in purifying Virgo. In fact, you could call it a double whammy because they are aligned both vertically and horizontally. Relationship issues could come to a head on Sunday, October 8th, because it's the final Venus-Saturn square of the year. Couples will do well to make certain that they are on the same page with their goals and under this get your house in order combination. Single people get more active in seeking someone to curl up with by the fire for the winter. There are two challenges accomplishing this. The relationship planets are strongly challenged by Saturn.
This god of boundaries, the father of the zodiac, advises you that you must work diligently towards your goals over the long term, not just expecting the right relationship or financial opportunity to come waltzing in the door without the effort required. Number one, loyalty and responsibility are more important than looks or what the outer world sees. And to truly love someone else, you must first love yourself. The other challenge comes from the karmic let go and let God Pluto, stimulating you to release belief and behavior that gets in your way. No more negative instant reactions. Take a deep breath and think before you react. Both your soul and your personality must be aligned for this to work its best at the higher levels. Lastly, the cardinal action-oriented signs of Libra, Aries, and Capricorn are emphasized now. So strap in and get ready for a great ride. This is truly a superior time with unlimited possibilities flowing through the planetary energy circuits. The moon moves into sensual Taurus late on Friday afternoon and makes gentle and pleasant emotional aspects to the other planets throughout Saturday night. Spend some time with people with whom you are already comfortable. Sunday morning is slow going for Venus square Saturn, so it's not best to schedule anything in the morning that requires you to hustle. Just stretch a bit, take some breaths, and turn over for that extra hour of sleep. The pace does pick up on Sunday afternoon when the Sun and Mercury align. This means a lot of talk and or running around and doing a lot of quick errands. And now it's time to get back to Let's Find Out on VBSRadio.com. The fall intensive workshop is titled Walking Into Your Good, and it's held on October 7th and 8th, 2017, at the James Laura House in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Are you in a constant state of suffering and worrying? Is this the feeling that's stopping you from creating joy, feelings of freedom, feelings of completement and achievement? It's the fear or regrets that are blocking you. These are your main emotional blocks. Do you have self-doubt or self-worth issues? Are these the barriers between you and the life you desire? My name is Elizabeth Joyce, and I have been helping people through these hurdles and barriers for over 30 years. By working your chakras, experiencing deep meditation, and creating positive thinking, you can take steps to alter your life into miraculous, miraculous success in many ways. By breaking through these barriers, you can improve your relationships, finances, health issues, and more. This October, I am offering people the opportunity to work directly with me on a personal level through any blocks that are stopping you from moving forward. The number of this group is small, 20 people, and that is so the attendees can work with me directly to ensure that they can make these changes after the workshop is complete and they have returned back home. These are called intensive workshops, and that's exactly what they are, intensive, so that you can go within and do some necessary house cleaning to let the light in and all of your wonderful new beginnings. The location of the workshop is at the James Laura Mansion on Main Street in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. For more information and to sign up for your spot, you can call 201-934-8986 or send me an email at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net. Remember, this workshop is only open to a small group of people. Spaces are already filling, so sign up today. You can sign up at www.new-visions.com or just give me a call, 201-934-8986. This is a 24-hour answering service, and we will get back to you. Don't miss this wonderful, splendid time that we'll be sharing together. Looking forward to meeting you soon. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates between December of 2017 and March of 2018. Thank you for your consideration. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I wanted to let everyone know that my new book, a memoir, called Unlimited Realities, is now available on Amazon.com. It just got released from the publisher this week. This memoir is the life of a gifted seer and healer, how a woman transcends from pain and sorrow as destiny taps her on the shoulder. Rather than just shrugging off her problems, she began to gaze inward and upward. She became spiritually awakened and floated above her body, gaining wisdom and knowledge. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of saving my soul as well as my life. When Dick Clark was with us, he reviewed the American Bandstand chapter of Unlimited Realities and absolutely loved it. He said that Unlimited Realities would make a great read. So order yours now at Amazon.com, or you can order it from my website, www.new-visions.com. Don't miss this one. It is a great read and shows you a lot about now as well as the hereafter and what happens to us after we pass from this earth plane. Thank you for listening to Let's Find Out.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Finding my way under wide open sky, I feel new friends in the morning air. Sunrise is warming the mountainside, promising me that you'll be there. Oh, let me run up the mountainside. Something like a first flight is bursting inside. Suddenly I know that you can't ever hide from me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, all around me. You are everywhere, and everywhere do I see. start, who pours the universe into my heart, who sings the grace into every part of me.
And that was William Vitalis with You Are Everywhere. And of course, that is dedicated to your intuition and to the energies of the divine, because it's everywhere. I was in Hawaii on Maui when William wrote that song. He got up one morning and he started jumping through the seven pools and he was singing You Are Everywhere. It just came to him. It's so beautiful. I will always love that song. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I want you to know that I have continually been fascinated by those people who told the truth and stated that their lives were transformed through the catalyst of blending with intelligence beyond this planet. Spiritual and physical interaction between men, women, and what they have recently been described as light beings is a universal experience. More and more people are receiving telepathic messages from mysteries. It could be the center of the galaxy. Some people give them names and locations, and some people just know that it's a divine message. And whatever it is, we're growing with that awareness, and we're growing with the ability to use it personally. Such entities have manifested at all times and in all places. There appears to be no important religious connection with these experiences. I call these experiences deeply penetrating spiritual experiences. And the more that you meditate, and you know I believe in meditation, the more that we meditate, and if we do it on a regular basis, the more open we're going to be to receive this energy. The manifestation of invisible images throughout the world tells us that we are a part of a universe that is so much more complex than we realize now. Way more complex. Yes, there are other forms of life. No, we haven't really been able to see them. I think there's two valid reasons why, and there's probably an awful lot more. One is that we're of a lower vibration and we're not in our love all the time. We seem to be still struggling with darkness and dark behavior at the bottom of whatever is up there in the light. And the second is that they are of a different form. They're light forms. We're all electricity, but we're very dense in our physical bodies, and the light beings are more transparent. In the past, these spiritual energies have not been available to everyone, only to the chosen few, the gurus that teach, or the monks that sit with the bodhisattvas with Buddha, or the monks in the churches that sit there and all they do is meditate. They are the ones that would have more clarity because they do this on a constant basis. Now is the time has arrived for everyone, everywhere, to be aware of the connection and reap the rewards of using this energy in their daily and spiritual lives. If you look forward to the secrets of opening up to your blessed higher self, as well as your angelic and spiritual teachers, just know that the Force does surround you. We've seen a lot of movies that's talked about the Force, and it's really there. I've talked about a wonderful music that I found called Ardas that was recorded by a beautiful, beautiful devotee of Yogi Bhajan. And it means prayer beyond prayer. And it's the oldest mantra known. And when you play it, it clears your house. When you play it, you raise to a higher vibration. It starts to empty out that which you're holding on to. It starts to empty out your negativity, your pain, your sorrow, and open you up to the ability to tap into your destiny so that the gifts that you were born with will come more to the surface. You know, there's a lot of people that have started their career late in life. You've heard that expression. I know one was Petula Clark. I remember, I think she made her first record when she was 30 years old. But nonetheless, it's something that has been in them that was covered over by whatever their storyline is with their youth and their growing up. And then all of a sudden, they came into their truth. They came into something that they could really do that would benefit them and would benefit the world. And I think that's so beautiful. So look at white light. Know the power of the chakras, the aura, what energy healing is, using self-hypnosis and affirmations, as well as your personal karma. You know, during the holidays, I always have a special because I write out people's personal karma. And during the holidays, I offer it for the families, for your children, for the newborn, the astrological chart, which never changes and you can use throughout your life, and your karma. I'll be putting that up on my website probably about the 1st of November. So if you're interested in your karma report, go to my website, new-visions.com, under Psychic Services, and you'll find it. I do have another caller coming in. Her name is Kathleen. She's from New Mexico. Her birthday is January 28th, 1950. Hello, Kathleen. Thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Hello.
What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have a question about an upcoming event that's happening in my life.
And have you tuned in to try to find the answer for yourself?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So what's it all about?
I have to do a telephone, I guess you would call it mediation, about a workman's compensation issue that has been denied, and I have contested it.
Okay, Kathy, I can tell you exactly what you need to do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You need to write down at least 5 points that you want to get across to the people, and then start to rehearse it. Go within, get yourself into a very relaxed state, and have the conversation in your mind with the people. Get very quiet and allow yourself to hear their responses, which might be, we're not going to do it, the answer is no, we're going to block you, whatever it is. And keep going with your positive affirmations. I need to be able to, and that will be brought to me. I need to be able to, and that will be brought to me. Whatever it is, it needs to be positive. And then get very quiet and see it happening. See your fair, honest requests that you've written down happening. See the outcome. Then do the phone call. That way, you've already laid the inner groundwork to get a good reception from the other people. And there might be somebody that comes along and tells them that they're breaking the law, or they're not seeing the law correctly, or they have to adjust. That's called divine help.
Well, my lawyer is going to be doing all the talking for me.
I didn't say anything about your lawyer. I talked about you.
Okay.
Sit down.
Well, I don't talk on the call. All I have to do is listen.
Catherine, you're not listening to me.
You're fighting it.
I'm not talking about your lawyer. I'm talking about you. The first thing that has to happen is you have to know that you're worth it, that this is coming to you, and it's coming to you with no question, with no encumbrances, with no blocks. You have to sit down and clear your path to the outcome. Everything else is existential. It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters, Kathleen, is what's in you. I'm trying to help you to understand that if you do this exercise first, that the lawyer will say the right thing and that you will get the responses that you need to get. That's your participation in it. It's inner work. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do.
And it really works. Do you have RDOS by any chance? Because I know we've talked before.
Yes, I do.
Play it. Play it especially while you do that meditation. And do that meditation as soon as you can. And try to do it every day, once a day. Have this inner vocal scene where you're sitting there, the lawyer's sitting there, the other people are there, and it all works out for the best. Have it and see it happen. And don't stop doing that. Do it every day until you go into the court. And then just sit there and watch, and you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like fun. Thank you.
Well, it is. It's really using your inner power. And the inner power is what we're talking about tonight. So I'm really glad that you came in and asked that question. That's how we change reality. And as far as I know, and I think a million people, maybe 2 million, would agree with me, it's the only way to do it. It's the only way. We just have not been taught how to do it. I want you to try it, and then, Kathleen, I want you to let me know when it's over. Okay. I want to hear. I'm going to give you a round of applause. In fact, everybody at BBS Radio will give you a round of applause, I'm sure.
Okay, well, it's Tuesday, so it'll be soon.
Okay, good. Start that visualization tonight. Thank you. Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so very much. You are so awesome. You are just fantastic.
Well, this works, Catherine, so I want to hear good stuff.
No, I know it does. I know it does. I feel it. I can feel it. It works.
Good.
So,
put our dust on and start your visualization. Good luck to you. I want to hear back from you when you get a minute.
Thank you so much, Miss Elizabeth.
You're welcome. Okay. We're coming to the close of tonight, and I do feel that we did get a message across, and of course this can be downloaded tomorrow at BBS Radio. It will be in the archives. And there were a lot of lessons in tonight's class. There really were. People that may be a little bit hesitant or confused or may not know how to do something. And I think some answers were given. The whole secret to everything in your life is what is within you. If you don't feel well, you don't like yourself, you have two choices, either to suffer and get ill, or to change it and find something that you do like and open up to that. You don't have to stay in fear. Fear is an illusion. And I understand that people have gone through it. Look at the people that are on the islands. Look at the people in Puerto Rico. Look at what they're going through. And little by little, step by step, everything will be brought back, as well as in Texas. And we need to remember that. We need to send our prayers out. And we need to absolutely honor the people that are going through bad times, do whatever we can to help either those people or the people around us, because we all have communities with need, and to live our life the way that we can. So I want to thank you for listening. I'm not taking any more calls tonight, but we'll be back next week, and we'll do some more of this unlimited way of thinking. And we're going to go into the meditation now. So I want you to sit with both feet flat on the floor in a straight back chair, or you can lie down on your bed as long as you don't cross your legs. I did pick a song to begin with before we go into Flowing in the Oneness. That's the meditation. And the song is by the Carpenters. It's called I Won't Last a Day Without You. And I dedicate it to the divine and to the glory of God. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong, and that it's strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there when there's no times when the city seems to be without a friendly face, a lonely place. It's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all worthwhile when there's no getting over that rainbow, when my smallest of dreams won't come true. I can't take all the madness the world has to give, but I won't last a day without you.
And now it's time to prepare for the Let's Find Out weekly meditation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor. Have your spine straight. You can hold your circuits, your thumb and your index finger on each hand with open palms. And you can lay down on the bed if you wish, as long as you're comfortable with your spine straight. Close your eyes. We're going to go into the oneness. The oneness that I call God, whose presence I have recognized, whose pleasure or displeasure I have sought, has been seeing his life through my eyes. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. God hears through my ears. His breath comes through my breathing. His intuition I have felt. Therefore, I know. I know that this body, which I had thought to be my own, is really a temple to God. I did not realize this before. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I am one with the universe. All of my DNA is in alignment with the divine. I walk with the breath of God. I talk with the breath of God. I feel with a sense of God's presence. Therefore, I dwell in love, peace, and harmony. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I did not know that this body was a shrine to God. Not knowing that God experiences life through mankind. One is always seeking God somewhere else, in some person or energy, any kind of a diversion you can think of that is apart and aloof from this world. Oh, but the secret is, all the time, God is within oneself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Your entire life lies behind you. When you stop and review the past, you see the learning and the joys. And you remember the bittersweet victories and sorrows. You know now that all experiences have revealed great lessons to you. And you are held in the moment when you realize that living the past is what it took to bring you here. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Observe it all. Bless it all. Everything you've experienced in life, every person you've ever met, every experience you've ever had. Bless it all and release it. for in letting go of the pain, when releasing your fears, perhaps through salty tears, you are healing the feelings of failure, rejection, and betrayal. Release it all now. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Once free of this, you can reclaim your true power. With truth and love buried deep within your heart. Step through that gateway now. See yourself going into the bright amber light of the gateway. Step through it. And be thankful to fate for bringing you here, in this place, where you are at this moment. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. I want to say thank you to Spirit for all of your goodness and all of your care. There are some who will call it energy, and there are some who will call it prayer. But you know what? There is something to this spiritual force. It's reverent, peaceful, and freeing to know that the journey of the soul that you are making is for me as well as for you. This is what creates the oneness. Embrace it, enliven it, and enjoy it. And remember, live only for that which brings you fulfillment. Cast aside anything else. Live only for that which brings you fulfillment, because God is within yourself. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Now allow yourself to go deeply into silence and enjoy the music.